Good morning.
This
is the time when we, as brothers and sisters, come before the Lord and remember the wonderful gift of salvation that Jesus brought to us through his death on the cross. With our brothers and sisters all over the world, in Iran and Israel, all over the world right now. You know, recently I've been, not long ago, I was studying 1 and 2 Peter, and a passage really struck me there, 1 Peter 1, 18 to 20. Let me go ahead and put it up on the board, and then I'll read it. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. You know, it really made me think that, you know, God wasn't surprised at our rebellion against him. He was obviously disappointed and not at all what he wanted. But he had prepared even before the creation of the world for our redemption, for our salvation. So somehow the Godhead, God himself, our creator, would come into the world and redeem us. How do you make human beings understand that? Most of us grew up understanding something of the Old Testament, and we saw what the law was for and all that. But could you imagine just getting the New Testament and just trying to understand that? So what I want to talk about today is just how God loved us so much that he tried to make human beings understand what was going on. And so, for 1,479 years, it's estimated, from Moses on Mount Sinai to Jesus on the cross, he used an obscure tribal people in the Middle East to raise them up and through them teach us what was going on. So there were a few lessons he had to teach us. One, that the sin is very important to him. It's very serious. Two, that blood must be shed. The innocent for the guilty. And three, that animal sacrifice was not enough. It wouldn't do the job. So Hebrews 10:1 says, "The old system under the law of Moses was only a shadow, a dim preview of the good things to come, not the good things themselves. The sacrifices under that system were repeated again and again, year after year, but they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship." It was like a shadow. It was like a sketch of a vague sketch before the real painting or the real picture in color came along. But it really helped us. I was really contemplating this, thinking about how God loved us so much. He really wanted. He spent almost 1,500 years paving the way, putting a foundation down so we would understand what happened when the unique God-man came as our sacrifice. I like the way C.S. Lewis puts it. He said it's like an orchestra that has a big performance and they're tuning up beforehand. Some people might think that sounds pretty good or it's okay, but it's nothing like the performance. So God went to a lot of trouble to help us understand. Here's a slide that hopefully helps you to see what we're talking about. The copy and then the reality. And I'm just so grateful to God that he spent almost 1,500 years helping us to understand what was going on. The gravity of our sin and the importance of the Messiah. So with that, go ahead and don't take it yet, but just grab hold of the bread there. By the way, when I'm doing communion meditation, I just want to say I always pray first for two reasons. One, that's what Jesus did. He gave thanks before the bread and the cup. And the early church always did that because they were setting aside, this is not normal bread or wine or grape juice. It's physical bread and grape juice. We understand that. But Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood. We're not just having a meal together. We're not just scarfing it down. This is something very important. This is something very deep that we can't understand everything, but we understand something. We understand that Jesus took our sins upon himself, and we're remembering that. It's very important to us. We're taking Jesus into our life anew. At our baptism, we committed to Christ for life. But every single week we get to, in some way, in some miraculous way, remember Christ, commit to Christ, take him into our life. And so just think about that. You're taking Jesus anew somehow into your life. You're remembering the death that changed everything in the world. And appreciate also that he went to a lot of trouble to help us human beings with our limited brains understand something really, really significant, the most important day in human history. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you forgive us of all our sins. We admit that we're sinful people and we need a Redeemer. Our relationship with the Father was broken. And thankfully, Lord, Jesus came, the perfect sacrifice. Thank you for going to all the trouble to help us understand the importance of that bloodshed. Now, Lord, we remember Jesus' body together. Let's take the bread. And let's pray for the cup. Lord God, we thank you so much for Jesus' blood, every drop of limitless value. We're so grateful, Lord, for what he did. We now remember him and the blood he shed on the cross together. God bless you.